WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It. I'm Allison Stewart. Our colleague Ben Yakis, Gothmith Arts and Culture Editor, has some good news for those of you itching to get out and try something new. We've heard about so many beloved spaces closing. Well, there are actually several new venue spaces opening up all over the city where you can see live music and performance and comedy. Hi, Ben.
Hey, how you doing?
Remember when we could look out our window at WNYC and see City Winery, and then it got torn down for a new Disney HQ? But now there's a new City Winery.
Yeah, I haven't been to the office in a little while, but I hear it's a big hole in the ground still.
Well, the new City Winery is lovely, I can tell you. I've been twice already. It's kind of great. What's happening there?
So, City Winery was a little bit ahead of the curve compared to a lot of other venues in the city. Part of this is that obviously it is a restaurant as well, so it was able to stay open back in the day when we still had orange zones and red zones and all that kind of stuff going on. So they were able to revamp and figure out a lot of their COVID procedures earlier than a lot of places that were shut down completely. So now that venues are allowed to have fuller capacities and things are starting to get back up, they are one of the only venues that has actually had stuff booked for the last month and will have bookings all throughout the summer.
Who can we see? What are some of the folks? It's an interesting mix. It's not just music.
No, they actually do a lot of comedians. And again, it speaks to the fact that a lot of comedy clubs are just getting back up and running. And so City Winery was able to grab a couple of big name people before they necessarily would have been able to play other places. So I think the big name that has gotten a lot of attention is John Mulaney. Mm-hmm. And he's been doing, I don't know, probably like 20 shows there between May and then upcoming. He has like another 10 shows next week at least. And these are his first shows he's done since, since the beginning of the pandemic. He hasn't really been in public. Mm-hmm. And then you have people like Todd Barry, another really great comedian. You have a real mix of music, so you can see anyone from Tiffany. You remember Tiffany?
Sure.
And Loudon Wainwright III and John Hyatt, some more folky stuff. And then there's drag brunches and Beatles brunches, which are really fun on the weekends. And one band I really want to see, which is Damn the Torpedoes, which is a Tom Petty cover band I've been wanting to see for years.
All right. So next door to City Winery is Little Island. We had New York City architect extraordinaire David Rockwell on yesterday saying it was one of his new favorite new spaces. And Little Island has a performance space. What's happening there?
Yeah, Little Island is the hottest little island in New York City. And they're basically kicking off their first live events over the course of the next 2 months. And most of these events are free to attend for anyone who already has a ticket to the island. And that includes Broadway Inspirational Voices, which is a vocal group who does sort of gospel arrangements of classic Broadway show tunes. There's also the American Ballet Theater, who are going to be putting on a couple of performances with dancers. And these are their first performances on stage in New York since the beginning of the pandemic. There's a kids event called the Little Orchestra Society, which I'm really curious about because I have a little kid now. And I'm like, hey, things that go bang, that sounds like a perfect thing to bring a kid to.
So there's a new venue in Brooklyn as well. It's called Brooklyn Made. And I understand you spoke with the new owners.
Yeah. So it was started by Anthony Makes, who is the former president of Live Nation's New York office, and Kelly Winrich, who is a member of the band Delta Spirit. So these are two people who have been in the music industry their entire lives on both sides of it. And they have seen what venues look like when they work and when they don't work. And I think this was like a real dream project for them to put together. And it's a really exciting place. It's in Bushwick. It's a 500 capacity venue, so it's not the biggest in the city, but it can still fit pretty big acts. And a lot of the amenities are really artist focused. They really want to make this a place that artists want to play. So they have an apartment and a private pool that artists who come into town are able to stay at.
Wow, that's an interesting model. That's really interesting. When does it open? Who are some of the first acts?
So it's going to open in the fall. I think September, the last day in September is its first opening. And they have Jeff Tweedy, who's going to do two nights to kick things off. And then you have a mix of legacy and indie bands like Band of Horses, Guided by Voices, Steve Earle, Spirit of the Beehive, Luna Whitney, Greg Dilley of Afghan Wings,
Wigs.
And a lot of other people. Wigs, yeah, sorry.
That's okay. That's a good band name, too. My guest is Ben Yakis, Gothamist Arts and Culture Editor. We're talking about some new venues, the New City Winery, Little Islands Performance Space, this new Brooklyn Made, and this one's sort of old but new. Alamo Draft House has new locations. They've had a real up and down year, but it seems like they're going to open a couple new places in the city.
Mm-hmm. Much like many of us, Alamo Draft House has had a really dramatic year. Mm-hmm. And it started out last year when they announced that they were filing for bankruptcy and that they were going to be permanently closing several locations, including their flagship one in Austin. So people were really freaked out when they heard this news. They're closing the flagship Alamo Draft House. Is this doom? Is this it? What came out was that they ended up filing for Chapter 11, which is basically like redoing their finances. Mm-hmm. And they were sold to this group called Altamont Capital Partners. The long and short of it is they've now come through this period, they say, and they're now opening five new locations, including their first one in Staten Island and in Manhattan.
Now, the Manhattan one sounds swanky. Like there's going to be 14 screens?
Yeah, so this is going to be in the financial district. And this was, you know, Alamo Drafthouse has for a while been trying to open a place in Manhattan. They originally wanted to do one at the old Metro Theater up at 100th Street and Broadway, and that fell through. But this location on Liberty Street, they announced in 2018, it didn't materialize, but they say now that they're going to be able to move forward with it. And this is going to be like a premier film destination. They want to have premieres. They want to have a mix of new and older films. And they're aiming for fall 2021. A spokesperson just told me this morning, actually.
Okay, now this isn't a new venue, but it's new information. You have breaking news on...
Yeah, on Summerfest, which is, of course, the great free concerts that they have in Central Park, in Marcus Garvey Park, and in other parts of the city. Mm-hmm. So I think what we have been seeing is that so many artists had preemptively canceled their tours for this summer, back in the winter and even before then. Nobody was really sure when it was going to be safe and when people were going to have an appetite for going to live events. Now that things are reopening, all these major places and festivals and venues are trying to book people. So most of the booking is really happening in the fall. I think September onwards is when you're going to see a lot of tours popping up. But what's really cool is things like Summer Stage and Celebrate Brooklyn are starting to roll out a couple events in June, July, and August. So you have things like Wynton Marsalis is going to be in Central Park and George Clinton Parliament. And then Questlove's new movie Summer of Soul is going to be screened in Marcus Garvey Park. That's a really cool one that I really want to go to.
Me too.
And then Patti Smith is going to turn up, Sun Ra Orchestra. So there's a couple, you go to their website and check it out. There's a couple cool things. It's not every weekend, but it is more than you would expect.
So that's Summer Stage, and they just announced lineups today. I've got about a minute left. Else do you want to get in there?
I guess I will also mention that the Hip Hop Museum has an exhibit called Revolution Hip Hop, and it's focused on like 1980 to 85, and they have a temporary gallery space up in the South Bronx. That's a really cool thing to do that's not super time sensitive.
All right, I think we hit all the boroughs. I think we hit them all. Yeah. Ben Yakis is Gothamist Arts and Culture Editor. Hey, Ben, thank you so much for the wrap-up and the new info about Summer Stage.
Thanks so much for having me.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.